Community members gathered at the University of Nevada, Reno Monday to remember the victims of the plane crash that took place in Iran earlier this month. KUNR's On Gray was at the vigil, which honored the lives lost with poetry, music, and solidarity.
Several dozen people gathered in the ballroom of the UNR Student Union to remember the 176 lives lost in the plane crash. The Iranian Student Association, along with others in the community, organized the event with a display of flowers, candles, and photographs of the victims. Soheila Behmanian is from Iran, but has been living in the Reno area for more than four decades. As the nation was commemorating Martin Luther King Jr. Day, she says his message of peace especially resonates with her.
Dr. King beautifully said that we all have the rights to live freely and be equal. We're all the same, as Dr. King fought for it. So try to keep that legacy and try to resolve our issues through communications and love rather than wars and fights.
The flight took off from Tehran on January 8th before crashing. Initially, Iran denied responsibility, and it took 3 days for the government to acknowledge the plane was struck down by an Iranian missile system. That strike took place after the U.S. killed an Iranian military leader. Behmanian says the people on the flight had so much to live for.
So many people with so many hopes and dreams that they had, that they're working and studying at the universities around Canada and different countries. And they worked all their life. It just makes it really sad. And that's why it's important to honor their lives and realize that when you have conflicts, nobody wins. And you have so many innocent people that they lose their life.
Saeed Ahmadvat is a research faculty member in engineering at UNR. He says he wants to speak out against the actions of the Iranian government for shooting down the plane and not taking immediate responsibility.
I think I'm jaded. I'm angry enough not to care about saying things in my heart out loud. What happens in Iran, what happens in the region, kills me. It annoys me, makes me upset. I don't like it.
Ahmadvat says the memorial is to offer support to the community, but he says he would also like to see change.
Hopefully some people hear our message and feel supported. I really want to see someday in my lifetime, when I'm alive, even when, if I'm very, very old, that I see freedom. I see people happy. I can celebrate. We can get together and celebrate.
As a civil engineer, Hamed Zagar initially came to Reno as an international graduate student. Zagar says the vigil is a show of unity.
Definitely nothing is going to reduce the amount of sadness right now they have. But maybe this could be a very, very, very small help, hopefully. And we just want them to know they are not alone in this. And hopefully we never see something like this happen again.
Nori Nakai is concerned about the mounting political tension between Iran and the U.S. and how that affects people's perceptions.
People of Iran are pretty peaceful, nice people, like the majority of them are that way. And it's unfortunate that a very tiny, small group who happen to be in power are giving the people of that country a bad name. And we are being called terrorists and this and that, which is not really what the true people of Iran are.
Some in attendance wept during a slideshow of victims, which captured moments of them enjoying their lives with their family and friends. On Gray for KUNR News.